This is Nature Notes, a Maine Naturalist afield. I'm Glenn Muddlehauser, an ecologist and naturalist with Maine Natural History Observatory.
I'm Coco Faber, and I have spent the past 10 summers working in seabird colonies off the coast of Maine, and I've spent the past 6 years on Seal Island, which is the biggest puffin colony off the coast of Maine.
And I'm Tracy Faber. I'm Coco's twin sister, and I have worked on the sort of sister island to Seal, Matinicus Rock, for the past 7 years, also for Project Puffin.
So you guys have been out on islands for watching these seabird colonies for a long time. And you started out by saying that every year is different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you also described starting to see some patterns.
Yeah.
And it seems that you guys may have been out there long enough to see some repeating patterns, or maybe not. Mm-hmm. Maybe every year is actually different, but I'd be curious to hear what you see for making sense out of this every year is different.
I feel like it's hard sometimes to get perspective on it, because like every season, like, you're very in the thick of it, and sometimes you're also just like, you're tired and you have so much work to do that you're like, you can't think about what's happening. You're like, we gotta just like get the data. But I do think we see there are some sort of broader patterns, and there's just general things like, you can have a year where there's low fish, like this year, for a long period, but it's very dry. This year, very dry, so starving chicks were able to survive. I've had years where we had starving chicks, and then you get like 3 rainstorms, and it just cuts out like half your population of chicks because they are so ill-equipped to deal with any kind of adverse conditions. So there's like these sort of patterns like that. Or one thing that I've seen on Seal is a pattern of foraging behavior from the terns in tough years. And so this year, some of the behaviors that we saw, and this is partially based on some PhD research that's being done with tagging. So we have GPS tags on some of our terns, and so we can get data about where they're actually going fishing for their chicks. And on Seal, if there's not a lot of fish around the island, we've seen that our Arctic terns usually stay pretty close to the island, and they go and they get invertebrates, so euphauses and amphipods, and they make tons of trips to get low quality food to feed their chicks with. Whereas the common tern strategy, because of where the island is situated, is to go on very long foraging trips to get single high quality fish very infrequently. And so that's a pattern that I've gotten to see twice now in these periods when we have very low fish. And then a big trend, I think, on a lot of the Alcid Islands, and for the terns too, is that chicks that hatch early, especially for puffins, do well. And like we had that this year, you have this wave of chicks, it's sort of the A wave, and they do pretty well. And then mid-July, there's the lull in forage fish. Doesn't always happen. It's not always an exact time period, but that is something that I think I've seen every year, essentially, is that you hit mid-July, and that's the moment that you start holding your breath, because you're like, when's it going to come? When are we going to see the drop-off? And how big is the drop-off going to be? And sometimes it's fine, and sometimes it's not. But for puffin chicks who are pretty much grown by the time that happens, they can still fledge in like gorgeous condition because they grew up eating good fish. And so they just sort of have to finish on the bad stuff. But then chicks who hatch late, where they start growing on low quality fish, they seem like they pretty much always, like, they grow very slowly and they never get as big. Like, they're whole like bone structure, I think, is just smaller.
Yeah, we get what we call like micro puffins, and there are chicks who will leave their burrows at well under 200 grams, whereas a really healthy puffin chick is going to be close to 400 grams. And they have a wing cord that's just never going to be as long either. They're just never going to be as big, which is interesting.
Yeah.
Was Nature Notes, a Maine Naturalist afield from the Maine Natural History Observatory. This program was produced by Glenn Middlehauser. The theme music is Keeper of the Light by Hallie Pottle Parker, performed by Hallie Pottle Parker and Kate Pottle. For more information, you can go to mainenaturalhistory.org. You can find more episodes of Nature Notes on the WERU archive or wherever you get podcasts.